Now, of course, the big news yesterday was Lisa Carrington, who made history taking gold in the K1 500 and becoming our most successful Olympian ever. She's won 3 gold medals at the Tokyo Games, and if she was a country, she would be 24th on the medal table. New Zealand's still in the top 10. Now, our reporter Clay Wilson was at the Sea Forest Waterway. I spoke to him about the atmosphere after the historic moment.
Yeah, well, of course, a lot of anticipation about Lisa Carrington after her 2 gold medals prior to yesterday. And although no fans are allowed, there was certainly a lot of media, a lot of team members of the athletes and staff members of those teams there. So there was still a little bit of noise in the crowd for Lisa Carrington as she came home yesterday to pick up that 3rd gold medal. Not the same as it would have been. Perhaps a moment like that deserved a bit more, but just, I guess, a mixture of excitement from the Kiwis that were in the crowd and others just there to witness that history. And I think, you know, you saw the reaction from her, how much it meant. And I don't think probably at the end, I'm sure she would have appreciated to have a few more people there, but I think just happy to get across the line and claim that gold medal.
So did she have some Kiwis there supporting her?
Yeah, so as I said, while fans aren't allowed there, the teams are allowed to have the athletes that are competing in those sports are allowed to go to those venues and support, and obviously the staff members and coaching staff and management and physio support staff, all those kind of people are allowed to be there. So there was a decent contingent of Kiwis in the crowd. Of course, it is quite a small little New Zealand canoe sprint team, only a handful of athletes. So perhaps not as big a crowd as there was for the rowing. I was there for the rowing the other day when the eights and Emma Twigg, of course, won their gold and silver medals. And definitely with that big rowing contingent, you could really hear the Kiwis roaring those boats home. Wasn't quite the same for Lisa Carrington today, but you certainly could hear the Kiwis in the crowd making noise and willing her on as she came down to the finish line.
And what was her reaction after the race?
I think she was just shattered. You know, it's been spoken about a lot, the heat in Tokyo, but these last couple of days have been the most oppressively hot we've had here in Tokyo. Yesterday, I think it was 35 degrees, but it felt more like 44 degrees. And when you think about putting out a maximum physical effort like Lisa Carrington did there yesterday, she came across the line, you could just see she was just physically shattered. And we saw her come right in front of us into the pontoon, and she physically couldn't lift herself out of the boat. Her teammates and her coaches had to come and drag her out of the boat and pull her onto the pontoon, and then it was several minutes before really she could stand up, and even then with help before she could stand up and have some hugs with her teammates and her coaches. She was just physically shattered, so it just shows what effort goes into it. But I'm sure once she gets through this regatta and, you know, she can look back on everything she's already achieved with obviously more to come, she'll be very, very happy with what she's been able to do.
And what kind of impact has she had on the New Zealand team? What are the other athletes saying about her?
Yeah, well, I actually spoke to her teammate, Caitlin Regal, before they began their regatta. They obviously won gold together in that K2 500. And she just spoke about sort of how remarkable it is, how dedicated Lisa is to what she does. And I think the vibe you get from speaking to other athletes in the New Zealand team throughout this Games is a lot of them are probably just in awe of someone like her just as much as the everyday person is the everyday Kiwi is in awe of someone like that and what she can do. They're all elite athletes, but she just seems to be obviously in a stratosphere of her own when it comes to that sort of thing.
And a massive outpouring on social media as well. Everyone is just so impressed with Lisa Carrington.
Yeah, well, of course, it's history, isn't it? It's never been done before. I think people just have got nothing but admiration for that, and the age we live in now, people can get on social media and express that, and we've certainly seen it over here and you know, other members of the media, international media here, just I think just in awe of what she's been able to do, and you know, a really historic moment, and I guess just a privilege to be able to be there to watch someone achieve something like that, someone who's really at the peak of their powers and making history for the New Zealand Olympic team and going past a fellow canoer and Ian Ferguson and doing so. So, yeah, a pretty special day and still potentially more to come with this K4 boat they've got to finish off their campaign here at the Tokyo Games.
It's our reporter Clay Wilson there, who was at the Sea Forest Waterway yesterday.